You don't drive. This is Maria.
Maria, hey, how's it going? It's Dennis calling you back.
Hey, Dennis. Sorry, my voice is a little funny today.
Mine is too, actually. I felt like I was coming down with a cold yesterday, and today I don't feel a whole lot much better.
Okay. Yeah. No, I went to LAX to pick up some family last night that's in town, and I was there till like 1:30. I'm just
nice.
You're out late. This is a little funky. Anyways, I'm calling you because I wanted to go over you guys your requirements with you real quick. I just wanna.
Okay, we're actually pretty minimal. I mean, as long as it's under 150,000, you know, in most cases it is. And even if it's above that, I can split them up into, you know, multiple loans if I need to benefit the customer or you guys, or just to get an approval, really. But as long as it's below 150, you know, it's pretty random, but I've got some pretty amazing approvals lately. I can actually go over one that I'm funding today, for example. It's a trucking company as well out of Texas. And for example, let's see here. Oops, wrong person. It was in the fives, I know that much. Let me see here.
Okay.
And I've had as low as a 530 before, because what we look at a lot of times is just comparable debt. Mm. You know, a lot of people since 2008 have lost their houses and stuff like that, so we get that, and we're pretty lenient. Medical, obviously, we overlook that as well. Student loans, stuff like that, we overlook. Mm. But, the heck was the name of these? There it is. So, for example, this guy, he had a 598 credit score. So, I mean, it's not a low five, but he's got, for example, I'm trying to understand what this is on his collection report here. It doesn't actually say. Usually it'll say, I think it might have been, it just says installment sales contract. That's $1,500 that he's passed you on. Never paid it, so it's reporting as more than 90 days late, for example. Just has really light credit, too. Hardly anything on here that would be comparable other than a mortgage, and he's in the state of Texas, so he bought a mansion for $41,000.
Very nice.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish I could do that.
I know, right? Jeez. We were looking at houses the other weekend, and I was like, this is crazy. But, but that kind of gives you an idea. I mean, we're pretty lenient. We look at a lot of other things. You know, time of business helps. So as far as our A paper, we have competitive rates. We're probably not going to be as good as like a Wells Fargo or something like that in that aspect. You know, it's not really our niche. But as far as like B and C credits, even D credit, we can sometimes get approvals. And we actually just started running a pilot program for over-the-road trucking or out-of-state lines for startup companies as well. I've submitted one, but it came back as a decline for the fact that they just had no income to really show. And they also had a bankruptcy of Chapter 13 that they discharged back in 2014, so that didn't really help matters either. But kind of gives you an example.
So I have a lady. She owns a company, and so she's bought trucks from us before. I think she's only financed two, but they don't show on her credit just because I don't know why, you know, some companies don't report.
Yeah, if it's a lease, usually they don't. If it's like a dollar buyout or something like that.
No. They're, you know, she used like some weird finance. Anyways, thing is, she's got like a lower five score. She used to be in the sixes. I don't know why her credit dropped so much, but it did. She owns a bunch of trucks, though. Like, she's out, like, bought out, like, cash trucks. And she makes money. So I don't know if that is something you may want to look at, because, I mean, she's got impressive cash flow.
We do have, you know, secured programs we can use collateral to give her financing for, but I know it's a little FICO driven, but they might overlook it. I mean, it depends on how much she's willing to put up, really. I mean,
okay. I mean,
collateral talks.
She's got money for down, so I mean, you know, that's not the issue. It's just, you know, she wants to try to build the company credit, you know. So.
Okay. Yeah, I could definitely look into it. It sounds like we'd be able to do it.
Okay. Let me go ahead and send this to you, and then we'll go from there.
Actually, one of the notes I put was to verify your email address, because I don't think that...
Let's see.
Did you ever get anything from me?
Yeah, I think I did. Hang on. Which one is it? Yeah, you send it to me. To Louisa at G... hang on. Louisa at hedonusetrucks.com.
Okay, yep. All right. Let me... double check here. You don't have to give us our application. You can use yours if you like. No, and as long as there's contact information on there.
There is.
I can get a hold of them, so that's fine.
Okay, cool. But, I'll switch over to you in just a bit.
Okay, I'll just resend this. Actually, this is an email I sent to myself. but yeah, I'll send it over, and just so you can cut and paste or whatever you need to into my email that I sent you.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
You too, Maria. Happy Friday.
You too. Bye.
Bye.